of trying to categorize him. As a follower and major successor of the Dadaist Marcel Duchamp, on the one hand, as the artist who gave birth to pop art without being fully recognizable as part of the pop movement, as a pioneer of the appropriationist art that is currently so much in fashion, nearly 60 years after Johns first made his mark on the world of contemporary art. All of these attempts are at least partially true, but none of the suggested categorizations fit the case completely. If one looks at Johns's reputation today, one immediately notices that it is essentially founded on what he produced from the late 1950s until the mid-1970s. This is up to and including the series of crosshatch paintings that seemed ready to abandon any kind of immediately recognizable image. Commenting on John's work from this period in a monograph first published in 1977, but reissued in revised and enlarged form in 1994, Michael Crichton had this to say. The initial critical response to the crosshatch paintings was dismay. Jasper Johns, the painter who has vanquished abstract expressionism, was revealed to be an abstract painter after all. But as his work continued, observers noted the formal structure that underlay the compositions, and the metaphorical and elusive ends to which they were put. Thus, a new paradox arose. Johns had created abstract images that were arguably not abstract.